This episode brought to you by Origins. Take your indirect lending to the next level. Before we get started, a quick word from our sponsor, Community Financial's present CEO, Tansley Stern's new podcast, Despite Impossible. Now on to the show. Mike Lawson here with CU Broadcast. Welcome to our continued coverage of the TruStage Ventures FinTech Summit here in beautiful Milwaukee, Wisconsin. And in the studio lounge, we have two fine gentlemen doing some really cool stuff in the FinTech space. Right next to me is Gopal Swamy from Conductive. Gopal, how are you, man?
I'm good. How are you?
Good to see you. Shake
good
hands.
To see you again.
All right. Good to see you as well. Yeah. How have you been since we last spoke?
Excellent. Conductive's growing quickly and we're happy to be part of the TruStage family, so things are going really well.
All right, good to hear it, good to hear it. And then we have Doug Glagola.
Glagola.
What?
Glagola.
Glagola. See, I told you I would. I didn't have enough time to practice. Glagola.
Yep.
All right. Hey, Doug, and how are you? And you're from TruStage Ventures?
I'm on the TruStage Ventures team, and Gopal is actually part of our Discovery Fund that works with really early seed fintech companies that are underrepresented and whatnot. So, and Gopal is definitely one of our diamonds that he may have to, he's doing so well, he might have to leave the Discovery Fund to come into our larger fund.
That would be a good scenario.
We'll see. He's still on extra secret probation.
Okay.
So we'll see how this
double
goes.
Double secret, extra secret probation. Probation? What did he do wrong? No.
Well, that's just
if you're a diamond, you're doing stuff right, for sure. So tell me a little, let's get a quick refresher on Conductive. What are you guys all about?
So Conductive, in a few words, is less work and more loans for credit unions.
Oh, we like that. That's a good formula.
When it's an obvious yes, you know, for a loan or a deposit application, it's an obvious yes.
Okay.
It's an approval. When it's an obvious no, it's similarly obvious. But the way the credit unions work, you know, they try and find a way to say yes.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So a large percentage of applications are not hard yeses and hard nos. That's where Conductive comes in. There's often missing income data.
That kind of gray area we're talking about? Okay.
Very much so.
Okay.
So we're really talking about income data, debt data, cash flows, tax returns. These are things that are usually gathered manually, but when they're gathered digitally through Conductive, the credit union gains a lot of efficiency. Mm-hmm. The approval rates go up.
Yeah.
But also the member sees a much better experience because they don't have to deal with
completely.
Text messages and phone calls.
Well, there's no dancing, you know? You know,
that's a great way to
it's either good or bad or true or false or yes or no. There's no gray, and then you get that answer right away, right?
Mm-hmm.
So you know what you need to do if you don't get it. So, hey, let's make this correction. Let's do that. Let's do this to get that yes.
Well, yeah, and even to add on to that, I come before TruStage Ventures, I was almost 20 years in the industry in the consumer lending, LOS space and whatnot, so know a little bit of the ecosystem. And knowing that these credit unions, a lot of project fatigue, you know, ease of implementation and whatnot, at least the way Gopal has constructed, you know, this and some of the pilots that he's actually doing, you know, right now, you know, with some credit unions, it's been easy to deploy.
Mm-hmm.
And then
mm-hmm.
the underwriters can leverage, you know, the data in a very, they can do what they want with the data, right? But the data that they didn't have before. But Gopal, you obviously have more information on, you know, how that speed to deployment.
That's fantastic. It's what we're seeing is as high as 47% increase in approval rates, which is really great. And it goes to what Doug is saying. If it's easy to set up, less than 4 hours, then you can get the thing up and running quickly, get some quick wins, and then build on it.
Wow.
Yeah, it's not a six-month.
Yeah, there's a double take usually when we are talking to credit unions. But we have enough customers now, and we can back that up.
Well, because it's the norm, like, that'll be 4 weeks, or that'll be 4 months.
Yes.
Oh, yeah, 4 months,
but
6 months.
So, 4 hours, I definitely did take a double take there. I had to ask you twice to get that one.
Yes, so, no technology resources needed. That's
that's even
benefit.
Better. Yeah. Even better. Okay. Yeah. Well, this is getting better and better as we're talking. So what is permissioned or first-party data, and how can credit unions use it in their lending efforts?
Yeah, that's at the heart of what Conductive does.
Yeah.
First-party data or permissioned data, as it's called, like the name suggests, is I have to give you permission to access it. So a good example would be what's in my checking account?
Mm-hmm.
Not just how much money, but what are the transactions?
Yeah.
You have to know which credit union or bank I'm with, and you would have to know my username and password.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm permissioning you in.
Okay.
And the important part of that is this is not data that's easily accessible, and it's not data that's part of the credit bureau's data set. So what we're doing is adding this new, very, very powerful class of data to the consideration set, and as Doug said, passing it to the underwriter so they can do what they need to do with it.
Gotcha.
Yeah, and there's even, just to add on to that, even it's great to get a second look, especially on those either thin file or borderline, near prime, or maybe it's a referral, but a little more data would help. But I would argue, put conductive on all your loans.
There you go.
But from the standpoint of this permission data that you grab, the cash flow analysis, the income, it's income verification, it's employment verification. Yeah. What do you need to do on an approved loan? You need to verify the income and employment. Right. Talk about automation. You're a prime borrower. Like, I'm sure you'd like, if you're doing that loan, wouldn't it be great to have that money in your account tomorrow or by the end of the day?
Oh, yeah.
So why not automate the process?
I like that.
Speed to loan.
Yeah.
Speed
is so GoPal and I are working with how can we get it on, you know, not in a credit union for just the referred loans, but how can you get it on every loan?
Yeah.
So
Nice. I like that. Sky's the limit type attitude.
Very much.
So, how can credit unions best make use of data science and machine learning, aka AI? Can't swing a cat these days without hearing AI.
It used to be you put an X after something, and that was cool. Now you put AI.
AI for sure.
Well, I think a way I'd start the conversation is by saying AI is such a broad term. I think what we mean largely is statistics and data science, and maybe machine learning. And what Conductive is doing in this realm is gathering all the data, trimming it down so that it can be easily used by the underwriters, and looking for patterns. And so once we find those patterns, we can turn those patterns over to our customers, to the lenders, the credit unions, and those patterns can be used. So that's what we do. And I think how credit unions should be using AI is very much, if this is called AI, right, is to supplement what they're already doing today.
Right.
Completely. And it just makes the process that much more efficient, right?
Right, and drives these key performance indicators, right? The time to loan or speed to loan, the approval rates, lowering of the default rates, and most importantly, the member experience.
Yep, indeed. And before I let you guys go, Doug, I got to ask you, what was it about Conductive that kind of caught your eye that this guy turned into a diamond?
It's the access to data, right? It's not just about FICO anymore. How can you get this permission data at the point of sale in real time to make that decision, or at least to be at the fingertips of the credit union, of the underwriter, of the approval process, of the, you know, like doing steps, you know, and whatnot. So to me, it was a no-brainer, you know, for us. And obviously, Gopal's, he's a little tough to work with, but you find, you know, people, you know, like Gopal with the passion, and it's just fun to work with.
Yeah.
And it's not a hard decision.
Well, so most diamonds are kind of hard to work with sometimes, but you know, the rewards are pretty darn good in the end. No, we're just kidding with you.
Yeah.
Good stuff, man. Anything else to add?
No, it goes both ways. It's been fantastic to work with TrueStage. We're looking forward to continuing to do it over the years. And I'll just end with the starting point, which is it's Conductive, and it's less work for you as a credit union and more loans.
Yep.
And deposits, which is really
important. Yes, oh yes, very timely
Not
message.
Not just loans, deposits.
Yep, very timely message indeed. All right, gents, I'm going to let
Thanks,
you guys
Mike.
Get going.
Thanks,
Thank you
Mike.
So much, Gawal.
Well
done, Doug.
Appreciate it.
Sorry I messed up your last name.
No,
but
you're good.
Keep it up, man. Keep up the good work, and we'll chat again soon. All
Take
right.
Care. Thanks so much.
Thanks, Mike.
A quick word from our sponsor, Community Financial's present CEO, Tansley Stern's new podcast, Despite Impossible. This episode brought to you by Origins. Take your indirect lending to the next level.